Next, we bring you a couple of letters from the Evening News. The first is Diane Lees of Eton, who comments on a grand royal show. The Royal Norfolk Show attracted record numbers this year. Amongst those attending were two very different ladies. My dear sister, who buzzed around in a mobility scooter, and a lovely friend who graced the Vice President's stand for both days. I was unable to attend this year. However, I was delighted to have complete detailed accounts from each of them and was able to visualise the whole spectacle. Most importantly for me, the animals, followed by events in the Grand Arena, then the eateries, crafts, etc. I was almost there. My friend dined on the finest dishes the show could offer, with plentiful chilled bubbles to accompany. These details were related to me with no hint of self-aggrandisement or bragging. My sage sister, on the other hand, took her own lunch and refreshments, found some shade, and whilst people watching absorbed the sights, sounds, magnificent colours and general bonhomie of the day. She had planned carefully for this day, one of the highlights of her year, along with the pantomime, Pride, and other notable events at the Forum. These ladies are diametrically opposite in many ways, both financially and socially. However, they share a common bond, humility. Neither of them take anything for granted and are both generous and optimistic in their respective completely different lives. This year's show, as always, proved to be one for all people. Long may it continue to attract people across the entire social and financial spectrum.
Our second letter comes from Ian MacDonald, who says, "Watch out for wild animals." A recent letter now was written to defend venomous adders and our beautiful ladybirds from the hostile criticism they have been given by the press. The writer argues that adders will only attack when threatened. The danger is, however, that, like many animals, they may attack when they feel threatened or are accidentally disturbed. Attacks from so many creatures can prove fatal to humans when we are least expecting trouble, and that includes dogs, deer, bees, wasps, hornets, and yes, believe it or not, freshwater snails, not to mention mosquitoes that kill a million people a year globally. Mr. Bennett is quite right to say that adders are normally peaceful creatures, often portrayed as harmlessly basking in the sun on logs in the woods. But walkers in flip-flops, leaving established pathways behind and plodding through undergrowth without care in the world, please beware. You may be seen as a potential predator and fought off. As for ladybirds, we know they don't normally cause any harm, but they can, as we have seen a few times, be a problem when they run out of aphids to eat. Things would be fine if we could always coexist happily with other creatures, but we do need to be wary of them at times.